Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, will hold talks with President Trump ahead of a state dinner.
Every shared endeavor, we have shown the world what it truly means to be friends, mates, and allies.
The Prime Minister says Australia and the U.S. see the world through the same lens. He's out of the presidential race.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who barely registered in most public opinion polls, has dropped out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. De Blasio making the announcement on MSNBC, explaining that it's clearly not his time and he's ending his presidential campaign.
Fox's John Decker, de Blasio did not throw his support behind any other candidate. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we are really enjoying this nice heat break for a few days. Today, mostly sunny, tolerable humidity, a little easterly breeze, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperature mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you hear squealing and grinding noises from your vehicle, it's time for new brakes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and any two Brake Best rotors, you'll save 10% on your total purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
The feedlot in Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The feedlot in Pike Road.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. This is Joey Clark. Emily Hayes is in the studio with me. And Jack Campbell couldn't make it yet. He should be here today. We will see. We will see, folks.
We'll see. He's got some things he's got to handle.
Right, but no matter what happens, he'll be here bright and early Monday morning alongside me. The new News and Views, or News and Views, just continues from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Number is 272-9228. There are a lot of, like, internal rhymes going on there. I don't know if I like that. A lot of alliteration and rhyming.
I love silly. Alliteration. Love it.
But look at this, Emily. We have a phone call.
What?
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Joey. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's it. It is good. I'm outside. I'm enjoying this weather. And I wish you were here right now. I wish somebody was here to help me. I'm filling sandbags.
Oh, Lord. I'm good. I like working on the radio.
Oh no, man! It's part of the honey-do list. It's dry weather work. I got a hole in one of the beaver dams, and I've been putting it off, and we're finishing it off today.
Oh wow!
But that's what's so good about the app. I may not be able to pick up the radio, but down in the creek bottom, the app comes through loud and clear. And I've got one of those Ion portable Bluetooth speakers. And point of it is, I was sharing this with Greg yesterday afternoon, but it's the power of the annual checkup. Annual checkup saved my mother's life. She, day before yesterday, was at the Jackson Breast Center Surgical Center, and she had a tumor removed, and they caught it early. No problem. There's not going to be any follow-up because they caught it early. And it's just, there's so, yes, sir, you hear so many women, they'll put it off, and they don't have it done, and you'll hear about it in the advertiser in this town. But it really will. It'll save your life. And it's just, even though everything went right, it's still an emotional thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Early detection is such a big deal.
Well, and I plan on bringing on, she reached out to me, Jenny used to be on Dan's show with myself and Dan, and Jenny Dodson. Now, bring her on, talk more about Women of Hope and what's coming up here.
Yeah.
Especially folks who survive it. Because of things like early detection, there's still things you maybe have to adjust to.
Yeah.
Well, Joey, that was something else. It's amazing in sync a few days ago, Greg had on a woman, I forget her name, and interviewed her, a good interview, and she was talking about her work with a breast survivors group.
Yes,
and we're going to have a meeting.
Women of Hope. And that was
Women of Hope.
Carol Golson.
Okay, Carol. Yeah.
And she's been through it. She survived, and she's gonna. I believe she's the guest speaker at the luncheon they have coming up in October.
That's it, October 7th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I ran that by mom, and of course she's still. The whole thing just seemed like it embarrassed her. But people do get sick, and you handle it. And anyways, you do what you do to get through it, and life is good.
Well, I hope she knows. I hope you know a lot of people have had to experience this, unfortunately. And I know it can be embarrassing to a degree. I know it can be just difficult beyond just the physical aspect of it. It can scare you and shake you. And
it's very much.
But it's an opportunity, especially because there are the people out there to help and to relate to, that you can come out of this even stronger. So
that's one thing I tried to share with Mom is in my personal life, and I've known numerous women that have gone through this, and they stay strong, and everything works out for the best. But anyway, that's what I wanted to share, Joe. Man, I sure enjoy your show.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for sharing that, and I wish your mom well and you.
Same.
Joy. Okay, so while the surgeons had her, I asked them if they could cut the evil out of her. And they told me, man, they said there'd be nothing left but shadow. And I said, shadow? Well. All right, God bless, man. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
And I just love, you got to have a little dose of humor in with what are difficult situations.
Absolutely.
Did you see, I know this is a bit of an old story, about a week or two old, but did you see what The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, did after Kevin Hart got in that terrible car crash and really messed up his back? He had to have emergency back surgery. Everybody's worried that Kevin Hart's never going to walk again, these sorts of things. I believe he will. He'll make a swift recovery. And so one of the first people to really speak out with some details was The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. They've done a lot of movies together, he and Kevin Hart have, and become also best friends. And they're known for really ribbing one another, like just making jokes back and forth nonstop. And The Rock was very heartfelt. He said, I've actually I've talked to his family, his friends, and he's going to make a swift recovery. Kevin's doing great. And I actually, because I'm a bit of a dad to little Kev, I talked to his pediatrician. And good stuff.
He is tiny. Especially standing next to The Rock.
I know.
I think anybody would be tiny, except Shaq.
Oh, and occasionally I'll do that. Like, you think, you know, you're working hard, folks. And a lot of us are. A lot of us are working hard to do the best we can. You know, every time I start to get a little too proud of myself going to the gym, I'll watch like a video of The Rock working out at, you know, 4:30 in the morning. It's like, wow.
Craziness.
But here, as promised earlier today, cable news can always be contentious. It's why we often get negative emotions surrounded by not just our news, but our political news in particular, especially when... It's one thing when you're disagreeing with somebody in the person, like you and I are here in person. We got into an argument.
Face to face, we can read each other's body language. Yes. We can know when to back off when we've gone too far.
Right.
Or when you're about to come over the formica and beat me.
I've only done, virtually speaking, I've done some Google Hangouts. I've done some video chat interviews with people over the years. But all very small ball stuff. Like, it's not... been a big deal, but it is weird learning from that experience, talking to somebody through a camera. I almost prefer, if I'm going to talk to somebody remote, just the phone or just the radio microphone. I don't even like looking at somebody while virtually speaking. It's weird. I don't know what it is,
because you're on a little bit of a delay. We've got that in the morning with the television crew,
right?
It's oh man, I would really wish we could just be together.
And it's good when it's like you and the television crew in the morning. It's a friendly relationship, so you all understand this is the nature of the technology, so we're going to work it out. That's one thing when it's friendly. When it gets contentious, not just a little bit contentious, but then anger starts to flare up. Well, this is very interesting. What's happened here, folks, is a whistleblower for the intelligence community went to the Inspector General of the intelligence community and said, there's a call President Trump made to a foreign leader that has me unnerved, and I felt like I had to blow the whistle on it. And the Inspector General put it in this classification of urgent, which meant that it had to go to congressional oversight committees, in particular the House Intelligence Committee, run by Adam Schiff, who has been long talking up the Russian collusion thing and impeachment, but Schiff has never delivered the goods. So the newly acting director of National Intelligence, the DNI, has said, no, after consulting with the White House counsel and the Department of Justice, we're not giving it to Congress. And we actually have good legal footing not to give it to Congress, because the whistleblower statute, folks, says that it has to be an intelligence activity that the whistle is blown on that then goes to Congress. The President of the United States, and by the way, I'm not getting this from some right-wing, Trump-friendly site. This is from the New York Times write-up. Buried deep down in the story, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
But a president having a conversation with a foreign leader is not an intelligence activity. And even if a president is talking about intelligence, the president has broad authority because he is the president. If Elizabeth Warren, she will have this ability to, he or she, to declassify whatever they want. Or classify whatever they want. So it, you have to hit a really high bar. And what this seems like is somebody who, by the way, just left. No longer with the administration. Might have been a holdover from past administrations. We don't know for sure. The identity hasn't been revealed. But it just seems all too, if I don't know, too convenient. If this had happened back in like 16, 17, I would have been like, oh, this is a big deal. But because I've seen this game being played now for 2 years, I'm like, oh, unnamed sources and intelligence community
saying...
Someone
got their feelings hurt.
Yeah, Donald Trump did something bad. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Some stuff has leaked out. Seems to have something to do with Ukraine and a call to the Ukrainian president who used to be a comedian, and then a big arms deal and aid package, hundreds of millions of dollars were given to the Ukrainians shortly after this call, blah, 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 blah. That the Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani in particular, said, as a private citizen, we want you to investigate Joe Biden's activities on behalf of his son, Hunter Biden, not just in China, but in Ukraine. And yeah, if you do that, we'll give you even more money. That's the allegation. So, before we go to this clip, between Rudy Giuliani, the aforementioned Rudy Giuliani, and Fredo, is that, I need to ask the boss, Mr. Butters. I need to ask Butter, Rick Peters. Is Fredo actually a racial slur? Because I don't think it is.
It's from The Godfather.
Yeah, it's just a reference to The Godfather of the sort of loudmouth but weaker, ineffectual younger brother.
Yeah, if somebody was in here, like, falling over on a fainting couch and you wanted to call him Scarlett O'Hara, you could.
Right. So it's not a racial slur. So Rudy is talking to Fredo, Chris Cuomo here. But before we play that clip, I have a tweet from the President of the United States.
Oh.
He weighed in about...
Are you going to read it in
the voice?
Yes, awesome.
Oh, I have to read it in the voice. This is from 2 hours ago, folks. Donald Trump himself is addressing this issue, so I thought I'm behooved to share this with you.
Mm-hmm.
The radical left Democrats and their fake news media partners, headed up again by little Adam Schiff and batting 0-for-21 against me, are at it again. They think I may have had a dicey conversation with a certain foreign leader based on highly partisan whistleblower statements. Strange that with so many different other people hearing or knowing of the perfectly fine and respectable conversation, that they would not have also come forward. Do you know the reason why they did not? Because there was nothing said wrong. It was a pitch perfect. So that's the president weighing in.
And actually, I'm not laughing at the president. I just really enjoy Joey's Donald Trump.
Well, and also, this is apparently Donald Trump's style. It's very, you know, usually calls with foreign leaders are very structured. Okay, item one, subsection B, let's address this with your staff, Mr. President, or President Xi. But no, Trump is very free-wheeling. He's like, oh, hey, how you doing, Xi? You should come to Mar-a-Lago. The weather's great. I know we're going to talk about trade and North Korea and all that. We'll get to it. You know. But he's very freewheeling. And that's just his style. And again, the president can pretty much say what he wants and promise things. And also, given the context, it might change the meaning. He might have promised something, but it could have been a bluff. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons people say things, especially in high-level negotiations.
Yeah.
That said, it brings us to this clip between Chris Cuomo and Rudy Giuliani. And Cuomo is really going after Giuliani for Giuliani saying that he wanted the Ukrainian, new Ukrainian government to go after and investigate what Joe Biden was up to in Ukraine when all the stuff went down with Russia and the little green men and them annexing Crimea and defending the naval base in Sevastopol and all this stuff. So Giuliani's response is, well, you should look into what Biden did in China. And it gets a little heated, but I'll play the beginning. But wait for the end. But here's the beginning.
Why it was released, but I find nothing wrong in what he did. I find
you
a lot wrong.
You don't even know what he did.
I find a lot wrong in what you are covering up.
Believe
and
me,
what
I'm
you
well
continue
aware.
To cover up and what your network continues to cover up.
And I'm telling you, you give me what, proof of what you found.
I have
I will
proof.
Vet it and put it in and give it to
look,
me.
Go. Look at Joe Biden
in
January of 2018
has heard that, but it's not
admitting
a news story.
Bribery 100%.
He does not admit bribery 100% because he says that there was no quid pro quo. He wasn't doing it for his son.
He didn't say that.
He said, I'm not doing it for my son.
He left his son out of the conversation. He just said, I told the president of the Ukraine.
When he's been asked about this, he said, I did nothing for my son.
A year later.
Doesn't match up.
A year later.
That's what he was
asking. And he said, I didn't know my son was under investigation. Garbage.
No matter what I hear after this interview.
And you are now...
Yeah. What am I now?
In all kinds of fantasies.
What am I
you're afraid of
the president when there's clear proof about a Democrat and you can't handle it. What and how about we go to China when he flew his son there on Air Force Two?
Listen.
And 8 days later, the son
I don't know what any of this has to do with what I've been asking you about.
What it has to do with how unfair you are. Do you get
it's
that?
Unfair for me it's to not want to tolerate you talking about Joe Biden all night long when we have an inspector general fighting with the DNI, fighting with Congress over a whistleblower complaint that involves this president and you and what you've been doing playing with Ukraine.
We have an anonymous whistleblower complaint compared to clear proof that Biden's son got $1.5 billion from China and you won't cover it. Tell me you're not unfair.
Rudy, I told you.
Nobody buys that, Chris. That's why your network
has no ratings. I'm sure they buy.
They
that
buy the
everything
fact
you're
that
saying
you
right now has nothing to do with distracting from what this president's problems might be.
I am not distracting.
You've been doing it for over a year and a half.
I haven't been doing that.
The hell you haven't. You've been distracting from the truth for a year and a half. And I hope you enjoy it. This president got the benefit of something you built up for decades. Your credibility. And you put
I'll
it on
put
the line
my credibility
for him.
On the line.
Good choice.
1,000%. And I think your network is a horror to this
That's
country.
Fine.
You
That's
are undermining,
and yet I still have
you're
you
undermining
on.
Fairness and justice.
And yet
in
I still
country.
Had you on. I'm so-
okay, so you can tell it's heating up.
I just, you know, man, what? Just think about this for a second. Put them at a dinner table. At a dinner table, just hollering at each other. Because for those of you at home that can't see, Rudy's got that one hand up like he always does, where he points when he makes his when he wants to be really emphatic about something. This is a dinner table fight.
And for folks out there listening, you can't see their faces, but this is only the beginning. There's still about a minute 50 left in this clip. You can already tell it's taking a turn. Away from sort of your standard CNN's unfair.
It was a personal jab when he said you're undermining your own credibility that
you
built
up for 10 years. Yeah, exactly. And then that's when you see Rudy's getting a little hot under the collar here.
How dare you personally attack me?
And it's about to get even better. But first, folks, first, we have to hit a break. Before we hit the break, though.
Oh, yes?
The show is brought to you in part by ASE Credit Union. Now, Emily, hope... You're not still paying for your checking account?
I do not believe that we are.
And I hope you have a checking account that pays you back, right?
That's a husband question.
Well, I'm going to give Eric a call. And okay. I'm telling all the folks out there in the audience that you need a checking account that's free, but also one that pays you back. Because when you're lending money to a bank or a credit union, they should be giving you something back. Because it's a benefit to them to have that money in your account. And this is exactly what ASE Credit Union does with its CASASA. What a cool name. CASASA checking accounts. They have the CASASA cash program. It's a free checking account that pays you 4% APY on balances up to 30 grand. You get refunds on ATM fees nationwide and no minimum balance requirement to earn these rewards. You also get the CASASA cash back program.
Ooh.
It's a free checking account that also rewards you 3% cash back up to $12 a month. So there's a free meal on everyday debit card purchases, not just on gas or groceries. There's no point system or category restriction, just straight up cold hard cash. Also, you get refunds, as we said earlier, on ATM fees. So if you're not getting anything back on your current checking account, or heaven forbid, you're paying for your checking account, then I highly suggest check out ASE Credit Union's CASASA checking program. Go to yourasecu.com. Don't just bank CASASA. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions apply. See an ASE associate today, or again, go by the website yourasecu.com. Find what location of ASE Credit Union is best for you. They've got many, many locations around the river region here. So we have to hit this break, and coming back, the fireworks get set off.
Yes!
Between Fredo and Rudy. It's going to be good. Be right back, folks. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Emily Hayes in studio here with me. We'll be right back.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey there, hungry folks. This is Lewis down at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf, y'all. We got a fryer, a steamer, and a grill. We throw a little ribeye steak or hamburger on that grill along with an amberjack or grouper or snapper, whatever they're catching out in the Gulf this week. Get over to the steamer and steam those shrimp from Argentina. Kind of taste between a shrimp and a lobster. And royal red shrimp. Got some snow crab and some beautiful crab claws out of Biola Bashery, fried or steamed. I know you're getting hungry, so let's talk about something that's a good time on the river. This Sunday afternoon, y'all, Danielle Nicole, what an award winner. 2014, the first female to win a Blues Music Award for the instrument. She's a bass player, a singer, a songwriter, and just an incredible rocking show, y'all. Check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu. Tell you about the boat rental. We got soon to open up an RV resort down here on the river, and you can come down and stay with us for a few days. So we got it going on. It's a busy place. Come down here and join us. Y'all come soon and come hungry.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Jack has not been able to make it in today. I'll let him explain that, but he should be here bright and early Monday, if not a little bit later today. Emily Hayes is here in his stead. Thank you for doing that, Emily.
No worries.
If you want to join in on the conversation, 272-9228. Are you worried at all, folks, about this new whistleblower report? I tend to think it's another deep state contrivance. It's like another shot at the president. You know, I like whistleblowers that actually give us the goods on stuff, not like, oh, Donald Trump said something on a phone call. Like, it just seems absurd. But last night, because of this whistleblower issue and Rudy Giuliani's small part in something promised to Ukraine, Chris Cuomo, Fredo, and Rudy Giuliani got into it. Now, before we hit the break, you heard the beginning of this video and this exchange. And it was pretty standard stuff. That, oh, Rudy, you're distracting from the issue. Oh, you're unfair and your network's unfair. Then it took a turn for the personal. And you spotted it, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Cuomo went after Rudy's credibility. And you could see Rudy immediately. How did you describe it off air? If they were sitting at like a spaghetti dinner.
Well, that's what I said off the air, that Rudy would have picked up the French bread loaf and...
and shaked it at Fredo.
Shaking it at Chris.
So
how dare you?
It's getting a little heated here.
Maybe knock him in the head with it.
So let's continue with this clip. And folks, I mean, at the last 50 seconds of this, these guys really, it's a good thing they're not in the same room. It would have very nearly come to blows.
Vice President that I had
the United States can come out of China 8 days later.
And I've had you say that a dozen times on my air. And I've asked you for proof, and I have you on anyway, even with all this trash coming out of you.
The proof has been there for 2 years,
all right.
And you're covering it up.
I got you. Rudy, send the proof whenever you want.
It's from his own mouth, and you're covering it up.
I hear you.
And you covered up so much more about Hillary.
I'm covering it up so much that I've kept this interview going 28 minutes and let you say it a dozen times.
Yeah, and interrupted me 500 times to try to stop me from telling the American people what's actually going on so you can continue to mislead them, which is what you're doing.
All right. Well, you've been here the whole time, so you're part of it now.
I'm not part of misleading.
Rudy
Giuliani, I said I can document.
Thank you for
every
give
single
it to
thing
me.
I said
then
I can
give
document.
Me the documents. Thank you.
I'm not going to give you the documents. Why would I give you the documents?
Because you
you're
want
not going
to
use them for a
you're
good purpose.
You're not making purpose. Any sense.
If I trusted
point.
You, of course I'm making sense.
Now you don't trust me either. All right, Rudy Giuliani.
Why would I give the enemy the documents?
Now
you
I'm the enemy.
Are not fair.
Now
you are
I'm
not
the
impartial.
Enemy. Great.
You
Rudy,
are totally
anything else?
Biased, and your network is a creature of the Democratic National Committee.
Rudy Giuliani, I appreciate your take.
And you should
as
be
always.
Embarrassed to be
Woo!
On that network.
I'm the one who should be embarrassed. Okay,
absolutely.
I am embarrassed.
Man, the CNN is.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you. Have a
well,
good night.
You shouldn't be embarrassed for me. That's garbage.
Have a good night.
Don't be embarrassed
Somebody
for me.
Needs to.
I'm worried about
because
you.
Because you're not aware of what you're doing.
And your integrity. Of course I'm aware of what I'm
good
saying.
Good night. Have a good night.
Well, you shouldn't have a good night because what you're doing is very bad for the country.
All right, I got to go. All right? With
yeah,
respect,
we'll go.
I've got to go. We're going to try to digest what to pull out of that.
What to pull out of that is Rudy Giuliani's pissed at you, Chris Cuomo. Okay, Fredo? Woo! And you know what? There are a lot of people who agree with what Rudy Giuliani said. That much of the media is the enemy. Strong language, but you know what? Sometimes it's good not to paint me on perfume the truth and avoid the fact at hand. And CNN is obviously an oppositional institution against the current administration. It's obvious. They might not, like, literally hate each other, but in that clip, my God, that got heated.
Yeah, that was,
that was interesting,
Arnie. That was something. I just shake my head.
Chris Cuomo and CNN, they do this thing. You know, Fox has its opinion people, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson. But when it comes to some of what CNN does, they still try to brand themselves as, like, a straight news organization. Whereas, for instance, you have left-wing stuff like MSNBC, but they're pretty straightforward. We're progressives. We're not sugarcoating it. We're not perfuming the truth here. This is what we are. Same thing with Sean Hannity and Tucker and all them. We're conservatives. We like the president. We're being pretty straightforward. But it's very clear what they're doing. Often what CNN does, they try to say, no, we're just a straight news organization. Mm-hmm. Even Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon. Like, no. Y'all are opinion people. You constantly inject your opinion into stuff. So let's make it clear where you're coming from. It's fine to have a bias. It's fine to have an opinion. But don't try to cover up what is, in fact, an editorial comment with, oh, I'm a straight. I'm just reporting the facts. No, give me a break. Give me a break. But as Joe Biden said recently, let's not let the facts get in the way of the truth. Because the truth is what we make it, folks. That's what the people in power want us to believe. But we'll be back, folks. News and Views. Joey Clark here with Emily Hayes. You want to join in on the conversation? 272-9228.
Know whether he's coming or going, but But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Apple's new iPhone 11 models and new watch are on the market. Analysts at J.P. Morgan say they're seeing encouraging numbers for pre-orders of the phones. David Dietz of Point View Wealth Management says Apple could have done more with this phone launch, but overall the future looks good for the company.
Although they've got these great new cameras, the battery power is improved. The fact of the matter is it doesn't have the 5G, so a lot of people are holding back saying, I want that 5G model because that's what's really going to be happening. On the other hand, they're also going to be a beneficiary here of kind of the thaw in the China relationships. And of course, it seems like this economy is holding up well, and you need a strong economy to afford the $1,100 iPhone.
Apple shares are higher. Google is investing $3 billion in Europe over the next 2 years. It will expand its data centers. Shares of Alphabet, parent company of Google, are also higher. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
The IRS has the power to take your property, garnish your wages, and even send you to jail for back taxes and unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to kick in your door. Call Kick IRS today. At Kick IRS, we protect you from bank levies, wage garnishments, and asset seizures. No matter how much you owe, Kick IRS will resolve your tax debt and kick the IRS out of your life once and for all. Call Kick IRS right now at 866-KICK-IRS. That's 866-KICK-IRS. Or visit us on the web at kickirs.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we are really enjoying this nice heat break for a few days. Today, mostly sunny, tolerable humidity, a little easterly breeze, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperature mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
There's a light in your eye that keeps shining, like a star that can wait for night.
This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her staff over at Alabama Home Mortgage stand ready to help you with buying your first home
or refinancing your current home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send all your sensitive personal information to some televised mortgage company across the country, God knows where. Somebody doesn't even know you.
Doesn't know your needs, doesn't know your community.
Exactly. They would still have your information, though.
That's creepy, too.
And they might be, I was talking to Kim earlier this week, they might be trying to hit a quota for the week, these sorts of things. They don't do that over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim and her team, they do what's best for the customer. They have your best interest at heart, even to the point of even though it might make them some money, they're going to say, this is not the best fit for you.
That's what real talk, honesty, that's what happened with me about a year ago.
Right.
I checked to see where I was on the path to home ownership, and I wasn't ready yet. And they ran a couple of scenarios for me, said, if you can do this, this, and this, and this time frame, then you should be in position.
And then you were ready. And then everything went great.
Life is good.
Life is good. They have low rates and many styles of loan programs, including VA and FHA. Don't take out an additional loan for home improvements or additions when you can easily refi your current home and pull out some of your equity. So call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223, 567-4223, or visit them on the web at alahomemortgage.com. Of course, they are an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1586368. Of course, give Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage a try. You will not be disappointed. They're helping people all over the place. And as Kim pointed out earlier in the week as well, 99 days till Christmas. So maybe you can get that refi in and have a little walking around cash.
Yeah, go ahead and knock out your Christmas shopping.
Yeah, very, very Merry Christmas. So a little lighthearted story here. There's a bit of a tragic twist to it. Local, though. Did you see what happened at the Montgomery Zoo this week?
Is this about the little baby hippo?
The baby hippos. The Montgomery Zoo and Man Wildlife Learning Museum says it's hippopotamus. Its hippopotamus, its hippo exhibit, is growing. Mm. On August 4th, the zoo welcomed rare twin female pygmy hippopotamus calves to its first-time parents, Azalea and Mikey. While they marked the fourth birth of pygmy hippos to the zoo in 4 years, unfortunately, one of the babies lived just for 2 days. It had some kind of condition that didn't allow it to nurse. It just made it impossible to nurse. Still, the birth of twins is a major anomaly for the hippo species, marking just the 11th confirmed case between 1903 and 2015.
Wow!
That's remarkable history in the animal kingdom here in Montgomery. Zoo officials said, of all those instances, there have been only 4 cases where one of the calves survived and only 1 case where both lived. With the high infant mortality rate of pygmy hippos until about 1 month after birth, having a set of twins where one survived is significant to research and the conservation of the species, the Montgomery Zoo said. Oh, so that's a cool little story in
our own
backyard. And they, like all baby animals, it's adorable.
It's so cute.
These pygmy hippo calves are absolutely adorable. I can't get over it. I really can't get over it. Now, we have another development here in the world of, games. And I know, Emily, you like old game shows.
I do. I love old game shows.
You like old board games.
I love old board games. You know, in my family, my dad's got our family Monopoly set. And we have kept track of the ending scores and stuff for the last, I think we're at 23 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this goes, it's pretty intense because my dad always goes broke until this last trip we went and visited him, husband and I did.
Okay.
We're playing Monopoly like we always do. Daddy buys up Park Place and Boardwalk, like he always does. The only two properties that my dad will ever buy, and then he'll sink all his money into putting hotels on them.
That's too risky of a strategy.
I know. And so you look back through this 20-something year history of, Emily won again, and my total of cash and property and all that stuff, and then my stepmoms, and then my sisters, and then Daddy with a big fat zero, had to get a loan under the table from me just to stay in the game. And apparently it takes 23 years for Boardwalk and Park Place to pay off because Dad won big with that stupid strategy after 2 decades.
See, but if he'd been playing this new version of Monopoly, I wonder if it worked out for him.
Hmm.
There's now a new version of Monopoly. I don't know how I feel about this. No, I do. I don't like it. And it's not because, oh, I'm against women, but it's called Miss Monopoly.
Ah, jeez.
Hasbro has announced this week the rollout of this board game, in which female players will receive $1,900 at the beginning of the game, compared with $1,500 for male players. Girls also get $240 each time they pass go on the board, while boys get just $200. Instead of a real estate mogul, Miss Monopoly invests in female entrepreneurs. The front of the box is adorned with a woman in a sassy stance and steel-colored blazer. Yeah, gripping a to-go coffee. It reads, quote, "The first game where women make more than men." What say you, Emily? Your Monopoly fantasy just laid out goes back a ways. It sounds like you won a lot.
You know, I may be the worst person to ask about things that relate to feminism,
sure,
I guess.
Right.
Because I just leave it alone. There was nothing wrong with Monopoly before. We all got $200 pass and go.
Right.
You know?
That seems like fair is fair.
It's a flipping game.
Yeah, fair is fair.
You know, you're all getting $200 pass and go, and depending on what style of game you play, if you land on free parking, you get all the money that was paid into the kitty. And so I don't understand why anybody had to go and fiddle with it at all.
Well, and the idea here is, like, let's give women a little bit of a leg up, and let's start a conversation about gender pay equity.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. When you're just hanging out with family, let's talk about the gender pay gap.
You don't want to talk about politics or religion at family functions. You just want to play Monopoly. You just want to play Yahtzee. You don't have to get into how one person makes more than another, or you got passed up for a promotion and some dude was promoted ahead of you that has no experience. Does that happen? Yes. Does it suck? Yes. Things like that have happened to me. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Who's in control of my fate? I took the reins on stuff. If I didn't like something, I spoke up about it. I am the only person that can stand up for me, is what I was taught as a kid.
Well, and so, I think it also creates a potential for more strife, because, like, what if, okay, the women win with this advantage, say it's like a family group, leaves open the argument you just won because
you had extra money.
Yeah.
It doesn't keep it, it's not a level playing field. Life isn't a level playing field. Nothing in life is fair. Accept it, deal with it, work hard.
Plus, like, what if I end up winning? Then I'm still the a-hole who ended up winning the Miss Monopoly game because you're so cutthroat. Oh, my goodness. But I have to say, and this is a fact, 100% of space crime committed by women.
It is true.
It's not a sign of a general larger trend, in my opinion, but it is true. And it's stuff like this that drives me nuts, especially when you're targeting young children. And I'm all for equal pay for equal work, but often when you see the 77 cents on the dollar, 81 cents on the dollar, all this stuff going on out there, it isn't equal pay for equal work. What they do when they come up with that stat is they take all different jobs across the board with all men and all women, and then they compare the average salary, not accounting for hours worked, vacation days, what kind of job,
overtime,
these sorts of things. So it's just absurd at times how overstated that stat is. There are, of course, examples where people maybe didn't get a fair shake. But that's different than saying, oh, women only make 77 cents on the dollar. Not true.
It's a board game.
Yeah, and let's not introduce our social policy into,
Let it be a board game. Let people's imaginations run wild.
Well, let's, before we hit this break, go to Debbie. Hey, Debbie, how's it shaking?
Good morning. Emily, you're not the worst one to ask. I am.
Oh.
The worst. I'm insulted.
Oh.
Oh,
I can win in Monopoly by being smart. I don't give me a head start. Don't give me any extra anything. Let me challenge myself to see if I can beat you.
Amen.
Perfect. Perfectly.
What are the little markers? Are they stilettos and garter belts? Or?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know. I was always a race car, you know? I couldn't imagine if I had to go there and be a pair of stilettos. I don't know if I can't remember the last time I wore heels. You know?
The race car, the little dog.
I mean, they have the iron in there. Is that a pressure?
Did they get rid of the thimble? That was my favorite.
The thimble win, I think.
Yeah, that was my stepmom's favorite. But I completely agree with you. I've won Monopoly so many times over the last 20 years.
on an even playing field because, I mean, my dad calls me the slumlord because I buy that first L of property. The one
well,
that's like,
for you.
Rents
you
like $8.
That's a good
strategy. You didn't get
strategy.
A head start because you got extra money because you're a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah.
It's insulting. I agree. It's the bigotry of low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, you're so without Debbie, so we need to give you a hand up. It's like, oh, screw you, buddy.
Mm-mm.
Like, who are you to expect less of me?
Yep.
What's the little button that Greg pushes all the time that goes,
I'm not going to push it. I'm just going to let you make the sound effect.
That was great.
Yeah, well, you all get my point.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Yeah, I'm enjoying
it. She couldn't have said that any better.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me win on my own merit. I don't want...
Great.
Don't give me extra just because you want to see me win. Let me earn the win. That's the thing. Earn it. You enjoy it more when you earn it. And you never have that nagging doubt in the back of your mind. Was I given this? Did I really deserve this? Earn it. Work hard for it.
Oh, I mean, you've just internalized the patriarchy, Emily. They have an answer for everything. That, oh, somebody disagrees with me. And this is, I think, the height of danger. Danger is this idea that in order to be in politics, say you're black, you need to have a black voice. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think your race requires you to have a certain type of voice. If you're going to be a woman in politics, you need to have a woman's voice, which of course means left-wing, social, democratic, progressive policies. No, there are plenty of good conservative women. I know libertarian women. I know women who believe in all sorts of things.
Women!
I know people from all sorts of different backgrounds, faiths, different genders, different sexes, different races, who have different opinions on matters. And the idea that only people that share my politics have the true voice of a certain identity, whether it be the true voice of a woman, the true voice of an African American, so on and so forth, is ridiculous. And in a way, it's kind of bigoted. I said it.
You said it. My face said it. But you can't hear my face on the radio.
We'll be back, folks. News and views. Joey Clark, Emily Hayes. We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch. Visit Jasmine Hill Gardens and stroll the beautiful tree-lined walkways where something is always in bloom and surprises await. Have fun amongst the sculptures and pause to soak up the beauty of nature. Enjoy Jasmine Hill Gardens. Leave enlightened.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's finally happened, folks. It's finally
what happened? What happened?
Welcome back to News and Views, and I'm happy to share this news. Bill de Blasio has dropped his bid to be president of these United States. Yes, he's dropped his presidential campaign just like he dropped Punxsutawney Phil a few days ago.
Oh!
Did you see that?
No!
Yeah. For those who aren't in the know, like Emily.
Yeah, I mean, I live under a rock.
Now, you've got plenty to go on, like, in your head. Like, there's only so much hard drive space we all have, yeah. You know what I mean? But last Groundhog Day, or maybe 2 years ago, they usually traditionally hand the New York City mayor the groundhog.
Mm-hmm. Phil. Yeah. That's the Tony Phil.
Yeah, and then he dropped Phil, and Phil died.
Where was I? When was this?
I believe that's the case. I know he dropped him for a fact.
It seems like I would have known about this. There was a year that was a bad year for me, but I pay attention to that, especially since Rich Thomas gets so mad about that groundhog.
Yeah, I think, yeah, after de Blasio's fumble, it injured the groundhog. It really did. I'm not making this up, folks. It's just... Zoo in cover-up after groundhog dropped by de Blasio dies. This is from the New York Post from 2014.
What? Oh, so this yeah, is that five was a years, bad year for me.
5 years ago. 5 years ago. He has groundhog blood on his hands. Wow. Wow, wow. But he dropped his campaign. Thank God. He's the one person who's united Americans in the fact that we all think he sucks and that he's freakishly tall and that nobody should be around him. Don't hand him your baby. Did you see what happened with the groundhog?
Look what happened to Phil.
Right.
That was a
rodent.
He's a national treasure.
Don't let him kiss your... Don't let him near the White House. Thank God, folks. Bill de Blasio. I mean, and he was coming in strong. It's a good thing he dropped it, because he had a chance, right? No. Know what his support was in the polls?
2-0. Wow.
So, good riddance. Go back to New York City, Bill. I'm sure they'll be freaked out that you're back home and working full-time again.